right side, and that is this side. And this side,
So, having these five venues, Vrindadevi becomes so attractive, and she wants to attract Krishna in the shape of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with conjugal.
How is that?
So, Yamuna is crooked. Ganga is straight.
Ganga is straight.
But yet, with Yamuna, she becomes so crooked. And here, flowing crooked. She looks towards Mahaprabhu as a crocodile with affection and love. This place is especially, I told, Govardhan Hills in the north, Bahula and Bhandirban, both Bahula and Bhandirban, where Radha and Krishna were married. West, Srimati Radhika with Gopi fought with Krishna and defeated Krishna in wrestling. Krishna did that. And this place, that place is Uthari. Some high. So this portion is high, like Mayur. Back side. Or Gavi, or cow's back side. And this side is south. This is south. So it's here Radha Pandian family. And in the middle, Vrindavan, Rasasthali, Bansivas, Sevakund, and that's Sevakund and another kund,
Nirvan,
all are here.
Yes,
Krishna with Ras dancing here under the shade of Bansiva, so beautiful, and Yamuna is so near us, and is in this side. So this is the place of Ras. Here Krishna meets with gopis and dances, and does so many vilas here. So this place has been elected by my Guru, the best place here. In Antardeep Mayapur, this is the place of Gokul and Mathura. Gokul and Mathura.
From this side were different. Where Mathura was Gokul, and you are in Vrindavan. And there, we're in Vrindavan and you are in Mathura.
And there, Shubhikuni, Mudrum, Godrumdi, Godruma, Cow, Drummane, no, Drum means so many, groups, the cow's groups. It is in Nandagaon. So this is Nandagaon because there are Gopas there. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is used to come.
That's right.
And this side.
When we were at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Bhakti Siddhanta Samadhi Mandir.
Bhakti Siddhanta
Samadhi. There was also Radha Kund, Shyama Kund, Govardhan.
He has invented Srila Prabhupada. He has told that I am living on the bank of Radha Kundan. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Godruma, he was near Radha Kunda and Sam Kunstananda Sukada Kunda. Also Rupa and Sanatana Goswami discovered Radha Kunda and Sam Kunda in that village, Kanai Narsala.
Here in
the heart is Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So if any one so devotee and a rustic Vaishnava, he can see everywhere out and do bhajan, not going here and there and roaming and running and very calm and patient he will be. His eyes will not go anywhere in this world. He will see nothing beautiful than Radha and Krishna. All will see being immersed in their vilas.
The Varaha Murti, what is the exact significance that you explained it yesterday, but I didn't remember.
Mm-hmm. Varaha. Varaha is the manifestation of Krishna. He discovers anything by nose. His smell power is so much that he can search anything by his smell. So when he was taken by Asuk, Daitya and Dano, taken by what? Whom? They put it in Talpalatal Patal. And there was no space for creation for Brahma. So he pressed to Krishna, and at the same time something came out from his nose and became double filled, less times more, greater and greater, and he jumped into water, having to the spit, and his mouth straight in water. And he came direct to earth in Patal and took that earth on his feet. And when he was coming, he protested, he answered. Anyhow, he returned so swiftly and kept it on the ground, on the level of water.
Yes.
And then Hrinath came and
fight.
Here Hrinath means Hiranya means money matter. Gold means
money.
His eyes was in gold. Akshamana Netra, that eye. That it means that he thought that we can achieve sukh, happiness and shanti, peace, only by the power of money and gold. Anyone can. And in this world, anyone has this desire. That if anyone has no this thing, is not happy. By money, by gold, anything can be collected. Husband, wife, these houses, golden houses, reputation, everything we can. But not happiness and peace. It can only be collected by Bhagavad Bhajan, Krishna Bhajan. nothing by love. No? So, Prahlad Maharaj is symbol of bhakti and peace, happiness, and Hiranyaksha is opposite to this. Krishna, in the shape of Baradev, has matched that idea. And he brought Prithvi to his place. So, first he became became fish.
Okay.
Fish, matva, then kurma. Matva only can live in water, and without water they will give their life.
Mm.
But kurma lives in water and both. He can work in both. And Bharat only can on land. Sometimes he can go crossing water if needed. But he lives in land. And then Nisingha, half man, half animal. And then full man but bound angul. And then full man like Parshuram but angry and with tamasic bhav, fighting always. Shape is of man but actually as animal, fighting always and killing all the nonsense. And then Dangam, so beautiful, but she was full tied with Marjada. Marjada, you know? Niti, Marjada.
Social convention.
Like that, always. He cannot move hand in sight without this. So you see that where Sita is doing with Marjada. Marjada?
Restriction. With restriction.
She should not do anything beyond
rules and regulations.
If Sita will go against rules and regulations, he will leave them. And after that, Balram and Krishna came full Nara. Nara means?
Human
being. And full frame. And they became, as a servant of gopis, father and mother, actually in Braja, and they did not break the Marjada frame, but he throwed out as a football this Marjada and all Niti. Ram cannot live with two women, even of golden Sita. He will not keep two. Only one Sita. But Krishna lacks and lacks and lacks. He can have gopi. And he will do prema. And tell that, I love you more. I love you more. I love you more.
No restriction.
And sitting, Kamsa, and their husbands and all. Gopis also. More than Krishna sitting, all them. And such Krishna. With prayer and affection. So Krishna here becomes under the control of gopis. And this is the most top, highest manifestation of Godhead. So Krishna.
And then Mahaprabhu?
Then Mahaprabhu came and told that what is Krishna and what is Radha and what is Braja and what is Braj prem. If he did not come, anyone will not know him. Only they will know that Krishna is only a girl and a kishore, and Srimati Radhika was kishori girl, and they have only lust and all these things. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and established there all these things. And after that, Buddha Dev came. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come, Buddha Dev will not come. Or Kalki will not come.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes?
Kalki will not come.
So once in the day of Brahma, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes.
And rest Kalki comes.
Rest,
All the
Kali Yuga Kalki comes. So this
Kali Yuga,
no Kalki? No need, because all are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No place, no peace, no nothing. All like you, in whole world, Krishna name is going on everywhere. So what is the need of Kali?
Okay.
And what is the use of Kali?
So what's going to happen when time of Kali Yuga is finished and then Satya Yuga
is finished? Perhaps it will spread more and more, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You will come and see, every whole world is.
So then no more than Satya Yuga immediately.
What need of
Satya?
I don't want.
No more.
I don't want Satya.
No more.
Because at that time you will be austerities, like, and Om Brahma. What is the use of?
No friends.
No friends.
So in previous Kali Yuga, in this Kali Yuga, and in previous Kali Yuga, there is always Sankirtan.
Sankirtan is not like this, with fame. No Sankirtan like this.
But there is Sankirtan.
With fame, Hari Bol, Hare Krishna. Not like this.
Not like this.
How will it be in all the Kali Yuga when there is no Mahaprabhu?
Not with affection and fame. Only Hare Krishna. And from that, anyone can have salvation and five kinds of mercy.
But not
him. So, who is at that time introducing the Sankirtan?
Yugadhar.
Yugadhar Mahavatar.
Anyone comes, not Krishna, Mahaprabhu.
Uh-huh.
Krishna comes in the shape of.
What is exactly the relationship or the behavior externally, internally, when we practice this process? Like sometimes we are chanting and we feel very much happiness inside, and then we also have to behave outside in some way or another way. Sometimes we understand little how to do this, but maybe you can explain how we should behave externally and internally.
We should behave so that our internal mode should not be disturbed. We should practice keeping that side well. We can behave and with sadhu, sadhu knows, and those who don't want these things outwardly, they want only something. And those who want internally association, they should be pretty with heart. Those who are politicians, we should do pranam and be some followers. But not we should not expose all these things that I don't want. We should cleverly do things. But anything we should see that by doing so our bhakti is going up or down. If down, we should not come. Our whole sight will be on this. That is, Sarvarebha Sarbhakti is satisfied. In Sarvarebha, there are so many stars, there are so many stages. Those who are in high level, we should mix with them in stars. Anyhow, we are sadhak. Understand? Sadhak. We want that those who are doing actually aragatmika bhakti, like Nanda Yashoda, like Gopi, Lalita, Vishakha, Rukmini, Shubham Siddhan, their books should come to me, whom I want, to whom I have believed. That mode should come to me. What is forgivable, we should say, and what is opposite for taking that, we should understand. Anger, calm, crowd, low, mud, mob, master, all these things. And mixing with abhakta, mayabadi, kalijyan, or the person who are doing bhakti, but not the same mood as that I was. Both should be also bad. Then we should mix with them very happy. If a person is of dust about and he cannot go up to dust about, but I want something more, I cannot place my thoughts there, so I should associate with a person who is favorable to us, means mood is favorable or same that I want. And there I will give my head in the lotus feet of that person. I will admit everything for itself. And our behavior should be frankly that. Inwardly also. But where we are not finding this, all these things, we have to behave outwardly enough. So we should see all these things and behave like that, or bhakti should go.
So inwardly we meditate on a particular mood.
It should come in a dream, like a dream. By reading, hearing the pastimes of Krishna and the parika is
associated.
In which idea is dream? It should try to hear, listen, remember and where I will see that I have no, I will not get anything favorable. I will try to be far away from you. Rupa Goswami, 1 lakh rupees a day for preparing and decorating prasad, he will do or not?
No.
Why?
This
is a very great bhakti. Parthushan Raghunath Das Goswami, if a man comes and gets me $1 lakh for 1 hour to prepare and give to this Mahaprasad, I will not. I have no time to do. I will take that rupee and give it half to any person, any man, and I will tell that you should do all of it. And half I will have and I will give to Vaishnava to do seva, do seva, do seva.
bhakti is also bhakti. Christianity is also bhakti. Remember, it is also bhakti. To follow the four planes of Rupa Jagannath is also bhakti.
Yeah.
But what type of bhakti is top of all?
Jagana, Kirtana.
To follow Rupa Jagannath. Mm-hmm. So Raghunath has distributed and prepared like this, and distributed here and there Mahaprabhu, or no? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has done this?
They have big festival. They have big festival.
Who?
For the devotees.
Mahaprabhu?
Yeah.
Always eating, eating. He has no time to do like this.
To wipe his tears.
When he is to Mahaprabhu and he is distributed to whom? He is distributing to much Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And Radha Krishna.
So you do not advise to do this?
I want to distribute both things. Both fear spring. What spring is in both fear, that kind of spring I want to distribute and prepare.
Okay.
How are you?
Gurudev, you didn't finish telling us about Lord Varaha being worshipped here.
What?
You were talking about Lord Varaha and then you were going to tell us why he's being worshipped here.
He is Dham Devata. He is the Dham Rakshaka.
Protector.
Protector of this Dham. So he will drive out Maya. And he will keep us in love of this Dham. And he will mercifully help us to see now this Dham body. Only party. We want not, we don't want Bara Prem. We want to go to him. May I give you Bara Prem?
I don't have girlfriend.
In the shape of Bara Prem.
Let's continue.
As Baladev set this earth and brought it from the hands of demon and gave it to her, so Baladev should be lucky to me. He should be merciful to us so that he will protect our all alert and he will keep us in Navadvip Dham so that we can achieve Gaur Prem. For this we remember Bharata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu who stuck here, he wants that way.
Gurudev, I'm reading Chaitanya Bhagavat. So there's one nice pastime when that Brahmin comes to cook in Jagannath Mishra's house and Nimai keeps coming and taking the offering. So it says here they're chastising him and they say, the young ladies all tease, "Hey Nimai, is this the way you should act, stealing the Brahmin's food?" With a smile on his exquisite moonlight face, Lord Chaitanya replied, "What is my fault? The Brahmin called me." But they objected, "Oh Nimai, will you do more mischief now that you have lost your caste? Who knows this Brahmin, where he comes from, or who is his family? How can you maintain your caste after having eaten food cooked by him? Smiling, Lord Chaitanya replied, I belong to the cow tender's caste. I accept food prepared by a Brahmin all the time. How does a cow tender lose his caste by eating a Brahmin's food? Saying this, the Lord looked at everyone with a smile. I don't understand why he would lose his caste by eating food cooked by a Brahmin.
Because you are out of caste, so you are not understanding.
Right, so can you explain to me?
When you come in under caste, then exactly we will understand you. We are in caste, but we should. Like football, that caste, and came out of caste. So we don't want to understand all these things. But you are out of caste, so you want to understand.
I thought you were bringing me back into caste.
No, no. You are not satisfied being out of caste.
I'm not what?
So I'm saying, you are not satisfied. Uh-huh. But I'm satisfied, so I have gone out of caste.
Maybe. There to be outcast.
Then he says, as a cow tender, I eat food prepared by a Brahmin all the time. Who is it that's cooking for Krishna? Who's the
Brahmin?
Brahmin cooks because he's right.
Brahmin means Bhaktriya. Who knows Brahma? Brahma is Krishna. Who knows Krishna? Only they can cook and Krishna can cook.
I thought Mother Yashoda is cooking for him. Srimati Radhika is coming and cooking for him, like that. There is him.
Satima is Brahmani, she is cooking. Sita Devi is cooking. Malini of Shivas Pandit, wife, cooking Ketan Mahaprabhu. Damayanti also cooking and Mahaprabhu said. These are Brahmin's family.
But he's saying as a couch?
Govinda cooks so much. Govinda, you know?
Yeah. Servant.
Oh.
Govinda cooks. But by caste he was Kudra. Lowest. But yes, he. So he was he is Brahman, more than
Brahman.
Not only Brahman, but more than. He can take, if he can cook, he can take. But if you are hurt, no anger, no love, no pratistha, nothing, only hurt, then he will take. Otherwise, he will wait. Until you become so pure. Ante kaum drishta pranayadhita saptom madam aptoru garvai haragadik mukunda kautita kauta kauta kalmaku mamarade nishtamam. This is perhaps 6th floor. What is this meaning? Abhivakasurakanti Prabhupada Bhagya Drashta. And 7th or 8th sloki. Pasan dar go sat daivata krishna jata sabat dehit mana mauli sattvati. Prakasta prabhu vrinda aranya mabhya manabhya paramat mumarade netranam. Pasan dar go sat daivata.
Without drinking the nectar of Srimati Radhika, we cannot alight. Then that one is there. always thirsty, always thirsty for drinking that way. Yes? Yes, sir.
Madam.
Madam. So Radhika is a portion of that verse. Friends, meeting with Krishna, simply, sometimes serving Radhika, sometimes being served by Radhika, and so we less and less things. It seems that when Krishna is serving or being served by Radhika, a yuga, Satyayog and Sveta, Dwapar, all Brahma, Astri,
Night of Brahma,
goes in a moment.
In a moment. By drinking.
Thank you.
He meets Sena.
And then he is alone without Radhika.
And
he follows Pitam.
Thousand angels. Eternal.
So, he wants, Krishna wants that way. I'm testing, I'm drinking the person of Russia in meeting. He wants to relieve this meeting. How he is relieved?
By having.
He wants that to put the angle with me. And then I will drink that.
Mind.
So willingly he does anything that he
makes
angry. And then if this Radhika in man, when he becomes angry, more toxical than making her eyes, her mouth, her posture, everything, her seeing, everything. He wants to see all these things. So he met any reason that he did. He shall co-create
Chandra. Chandra.
Chandra.
Chandra.
Chandra means?
Chandra. Chandra means?
So he at once becomes Chandra. And that is all bells here. Become so serious, does not talk anything, and become opposite. Then Krishna says, oh, Chandranane. What is the meaning of Chandranane?
Moon face.
Moon face. Oh, beautiful. It is like, no, oh, I was not telling you Chandra, but I was telling you
Chandranane. This is very good. This is best.
Then, still Radhika is in mind and not talking anything. Because that I have not done any offense to you, but you still.
You are angry.
Sati told that. The two sides of Radhika. But it's only that Krishna can never. He is always
willing to be with you.
But for nothing imagine you are giving yourself to a story of
making yourself miserable.
Miserable. Because then anyhow he has done something offensive. So if he will come and apologize for that, then I left. I will go.
What is then the apology? What he has to do?
Apology? That I will never do like this. I will never say Chandra or anything. He is given to other life platform. He knows so many steps. I cannot live without you.
I never go to anybody else.
I will not go to I don't know anyone. So many chattering and flattering. Then Srimati again. So this way this
going on.
So the Mata Gosami is going to Srimati.
Sometimes Krishna also becomes angry. And sometimes both become angry. How is this?
Very good. But not fast. Let all angry and all lust and all kinds of desiring worldly things to then. Otherwise, you still
know something. What is the meaning
of
Gadadhara? What is the meaning of Gadadhara? No. No, I know simple meaning.
What?
Yes. It is the name of he who wields the cloth. But that's not the real meaning.
Gada.
Gada.
Gada means here always keeping that thing in hand.
Carrying this.
That is Bansi. Bansi is
Gada. Bansi is Gada.
So Gada Dhar means Bansi Dhar. Gada means affection. Your affection of Radha, always having this thing is the Radha. So, not here, Gadadhar means having.
Yes, yes. That.
Gada means?
Club.
Club. Not club. In Dwarka?
Yes.
It is club. But here, Bhansi and Krishna Prince. Radha Prince.
Now Bhaktivinoda Thakur at Godrum and Swananda Sukara Kunj, he worships Gadai Gauranga. His mood is worshipping.
He is telling that Gadai Gauranga means
Radha Krishna.
By worshipping that Gadai Gauranga, Radha and Krishna come out.
He prefers to be in Navadvipa.
Uh-huh.
He prefers Thakur Bhaktivinoda. He worshipped from Nadia from Sangodrum. He also didn't come to Vrindavan.
He had his Bhajan Kutir at Radha Kund.
Yes, but he remained here most of the time. Is this only matter of taste? A special preference to be in Navadvipa, to be in Vrindavan?
It depends on the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Different groups are not some, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta and all other students. He kept Gadadhar Pandit Swarup Damodar all.
In Puri.
Different also Gopal Bhatta too. So, it depends on the mercy of the
Lord. Radha Krishna, what's the reason behind worshipping Radha Krishna in the form of Gadai Gauranga?
Again, you should
say that question. Why did Sri Bhakti Thakur not worship Radha Krishna? Why did he worship Gadai Gauranga?
Gauranga.
But you have were full of anartha. But you have sadhak bhakta, were full of anartha. And they are in first state. Those who are full of offenses. Namaprat, Hamaprat,
Vaishnava,
yes.
All of them.
Yes. Yes.
What is Gaur Gadadha? Or he has established in Mayapur Gaur Vishnupriya. Here we see in Mayapur Gopi Gaur Vishnupriya or Lakshmi Priya. It has been established by Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur for ordinary bhakti. Gaur Gadadhar or Gaur Vishnupriya. Because he knew that when a person, unadvanced person, with full offenses, full of offenses and nama prarabdha, he cannot worship Krishna. There is no worship of Radha and Krishna. It is seva, it is done seva, bhava seva of Radha and Krishna. Actually, who do who worship Radha and Krishna is Vaidhi Bhakti. This worship is conquered in Narayan, Lakshmi Narayan. You know? So, to develop that bhakti, into pure bhakti, he has established Gaur Vishnupriya, Gaur Gadadhara.